Blog Talk Radio.
With JCA and Mocha 868. At the living room, you are more than welcome. I want to say hello to everybody on the board right now. Rooster, Naomi, Gonzo, Harco Parco, glad to see everybody out there. I know some of you are going to be calling in a little bit. We want to first of all thank our opening music by Scientific. He does all of our music, and his beats are for sale and lease. Check him out at if you're interested. Email him at scientific@gmail.com. That's scyntfk@gmail.com. scyntfk@gmail.com. We're looking forward to continuing our work with Scientific. He has awesome beats, and definitely reach out and give him some business, because he helps us out so much. I want to thank our design team out there. You know who you are. And we're looking forward to some amazing times with you. Please remember to check out Regal Radio on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We got Open Poetry once again coming up this Sunday. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. We're still waiting for some people to call in, which is going to be nice. And in the meantime, what I'd like to do is present you guys with someone I believe who is maybe listening from Portugal right now. Let me see. I thought I saw him out on the board earlier. But Nuno wrote this amazing poem for us. And let me go grab it while we're waiting here. And we're going to play the Portuguese first, and then we'll play the English version. So I'm excited to start off the show with this poem. This is called My Nation. And it's always great to have someone who writes for a show like this. By the way... totally forgot to mention, this is our Home Sweet Home show, where we're featuring poems about your hometown. And we're looking forward to hearing about your hometown, your home country, your home region, wherever you may live, because that is such an awesome, awesome part about who we are. And what we do. And like I said, I'm excited to bring forward Nuno's piece here, especially when we're dealing with someone from Portugal. Awesome. And so this is My Nation in Portuguese. So here we go.
Um jardim colorido plantado à beira-mar, oceano de águas doces que embalam uma saudade salgada pelas lágrimas de noivas, mães e filhos, daqueles levados pelo sonho que Poseidon guardou. O César de Roma ditou que nestas terras habita um povo que não se governa, mas que também não se deixa governar por outros, espírito indómito que deu novos mundos ao mundo. Belos vinhos, nascidos em terras de mansidão, pastéis de nata, símbolo de doçura, que as freiras sonharam nos seus conventos, por entre orações e inspirações. O mais saboroso peixe em cada esquina, mil e uma delícias de bacalhau em cada mesa, castelos de sonho, mosteiros de arte, palácios amarelos gravando sonhos de amor, praias de mar e rios, mouras encantadas, história de Viriata Mumadona, de Afonso Henriques a Magalhães, páginas desenhadas por poetas, versos de Camões e Pessoa, os contos de Eça e Régio, sabedoria e talento moldados por celtas, romanos, mouros e godos. Somos lusitanos e somos mundo. Em cada ilha, em cada praia, um português deixou lenda e cor, um convite a visitar e ficar. Gravem no mármore da memória as minhas palavras sonantes e tisnadas. No dia em que o homem pisar Marte, lá encontrará um português.
This is just plain awesome. I love this. I love when you can come into your and share your culture through your language. And I love the fact that he went out of his way and did this both for us in his language and in English. So without further ado, let me bring on his English version. And I'm kind of excited about this as well. He spent last night recording these for us, which I absolutely love. And here we go.
A colorful garden planted by the sea, freshwater ocean that pack a longing, salted by the tears of brides, mothers, and children, of those taken by the dream and that Poseidon kept. The Caesar of Rome dictated that in these lands, inhabits a people who do not govern themselves, but also not allowed to rule by others, an intense spirit that gave new world to the world. Beautiful wines born in lanes of meekness, pastéis nata, symbol of sweetness, that the nuns dreamed on their convents, between prayers and inspirations. The most tasty fish in every corner, thousand and one cod delights on each table, dream castles, monasteries of heart, yellow palace, recording dreams of love, sea and river beaches, enchanted moors, story from Viriato to Mumadona, from Afonso Henriques to Magalhães, pages drawn by poets, Camões and Pessoa verses, the tales of Essa and Reggio, wisdom and talent carved by Celts, Romans, Moors, and gods. We are Lusitanian and we are world, on every island, on every beach, a Portuguese left legend and color, an invitation to visit and stay. Engraved on the marble of memory, my blunt and wise words, the day man steps on Mars, there with day we'll find the Portuguese.
Oh, I love this. I absolutely love this. Nuno, such a clever ending to this. I love how he blends in his culture and his way of living, his life, the history of where he lives, the tales, the legends of this people, the mix of cultures that were found within who he is, where he is, and ultimately, you know, kind of bringing this little comedic light at the end where the day man steps on Mars, they will find a Portuguese. I think that is so clever, the way he wrote that, the way he read that. And everything about him is just brilliant poetry. I really love the way that he presents that. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Lady A. Hello, Lady. How you doing?
Great. How are you? What a beautiful poem was just read. What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, that's Nuno. What'd you think about that poem?
I thought it was gorgeous. I thought right from the beginning to the end, it was a travel into his culture and his country, and the pride that he shows within that was really wonderful. And I think that his history that he shows in it, I love that he was so proud of it and have engrave on the marble of memory my blunt and wise words, the day man steps on Mars, they will find a Portuguese. I thought it was gorgeous. Really, really nice. Beautiful poem.
I agree. You know, and he puts such amazing pictures there up front. You know, to live in a land like that is almost magical. I look at it. It's got a little bit of everything to it, and you're right there on the ocean, into the Atlantic Ocean. And I think that it's absolutely beautiful and stunning, and a wonderful, wonderful way to open the show and to get us going on the right path. And
I have a couple of friends at the vacation for like a month or even 2 months in the winter in Portugal. And they said it's stunning there.
That is awesome. Well, I want to go ahead and introduce my right hand who makes me right hand dominant, my partner here, Mocha868. Hello, Mocha.
Hello.
Oh, what a quiet little mouse. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
It's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, you are breaking up a little bit, but we can hear you.
Oh, no. Am I crack-a-lackin'?
Oh,
yep.
That's better. Whatever you did there, it is better.
I untangled my phone.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool. Okay. Now, what we're going to do next is we're going to let Lady A go ahead and read. And Lady A, you're
okay.
Up.
Okay. All right. Let me find the room here. I got it. So I wrote this last evening or early today. I was up all night, so sorry to tell. So, and I wrote about my country, which is Canada, and it's entitled, is it in the room, by the way? Do you
yes,
need to put it in the room? Okay.
Yeah.
We're simply the best. Without shame, I say my country is the best. Freedom and democracy like no other on the planet. Coast to coast, dense forests, lakes, and rivers wide. Canada is 1.6% larger than our neighbors on our south side. Our entire population is 38 million compared to New York City's 23 million, including the five boroughs. Vast she is, with all to give from lumber, nickel, and ore, the world leader in producing uranium, titanium, coal, and more. Oil, natural resource most abundant, the third largest in the world, over 4 million barrels of crude a day, 99% exported to the USA. Canada, the largest provider of energy for neighbors to our south. We are a smaller population, but we are mighty, known as the breadbasket of the world for our wheat and our other grains, self-sufficient for food, natural resources, and power. How empowered. Blessed am I to live in the most beautiful country in the world. Healthcare is a gift, a blessing, manna from heaven. Every citizen is cared for at the doctor's office or hospital. No one is left behind. Taxes are paid by all and all benefit. Grateful to live in this generous, kind, compassionate land. Our oceans, Pacific on the west, Atlantic on the east. Sun rises on the east over the Atlantic, and I see it from my windows. Red fire like volcano slowly erupts, it seems, out of the water. Sets the sky ablaze and casts its fiery shadow on ocean waves. So much more for you to explore, mountains, hot springs, skiing, snowshoeing, beaches, birch trees and evergreens too, wilderness, moose, deer, salmon fishing and trout, whale watching, hiking trails, tall ship sails, so very much to do. Don't forget the fresh lobster off the boats, corn on the cob and strawberry shortcake too. Peacekeepers with troops around the world, veterans are cared for no matter what their need. We thank them every day for giving us our freedom. It lets us live in Canada. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all our sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. End poem.
I love how you put your national anthem in there at the end. I remember playing hockey and always when we played anybody from Canada that came down to Minnesota. We would always hear both the national anthem for Canada and the U.S. It was kind of a respect towards both nations, and really enjoyed that. One thing is, I see you talking so much about wilderness moose, deer, salmon fishing, and trout. I was up in northern Manitoba, and I went to a lake there that was the only way you could get to the cabin was to drive into a parking lot and then take a boat out there. And there was no other way unless you were going to go onto a pontoon plane to get out to where this cabin was. And primary goal when we went out there was to catch lake trout in 100 feet of water. You know, this is almost like we're ocean fishing, but we're ocean fishing in a lake, it was fun to do. It really was. I really enjoyed it. And the other thing is enjoying some grilled steak on the barbecue grill, you know, the moose steak and the deer steak and the caribou steak. Yeah. All of those steaks that you can imagine up there in the Great White North. The one thing I loved about Winnipeg, Manitoba, was the fact that it was such a melting pot for cultures. To bring all the cultures of the world into this one little area. You know, a large part of my family on my dad's side comes from Canada. They came up through Niagara when they first came to North America. They came in through Ellis Island, and then they went up through Niagara into Canada.
Wow.
So
remember where they lived in Canada?
I'm almost thinking they were around where Naomi's at in Quebec.
Okay.
In Quebec City, right around there, the majority of them. But it's almost like
French
I got half. Oh, yeah.
Okay, neat. Yeah.
Yeah, they speak French, and but like I said, that, you know, most relatives that I have live in other countries. They don't live in the United States. So that's kind of where I come from. So something a poem
we're
like this
neighbors.
Is kind of neat that you were able to share your country with us, and we really appreciate that. Unfortunately, Blog Talk is really being stupid, so it's been passing Mocha in and out of connection. So I don't know if she – were you able to read this poem, Mocha, at all?
I can't hear.
Skim it.
There you are.
While
hi.
Trying to reconnect.
Okay. Yeah, she's trying to reconnect. It's
and
still Blog Talk.
Wow. Some uneasy weather coming through though too. Might be that.
Yeah.
Are you there still,
Jay? Dropped. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here. Unfortunately, she was dropped again. Blog Talk really needs to fix this because we went ahead and did something with her phone last night to try to go ahead and fix it. Naomi out on the board, what an amazing tribute to our country, Canada. Thank you so much, Lady A.
All right, thanks.
So
thanks, Naomi.
You get a little praise from Naomi out on the board.
You're an angler, so this is a place in New Brunswick. You have the mighty Miramichi River, and it's famous for their salmon fishing, and people come from all over the world to come fish in the Miramichi, so you might have to make it up one day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, I loved my little trips up to Canada. It was a lot easier years ago to get back and forth across the border. I don't know what it's like these days, but I know.
Well, you were really very far north where you were on that trip, that's for sure. And Winnipeg is about central to Canada. It's about the most middlemost province that we have. And cold winters. And but I appreciate you taking the time to let me read and inviting me to write for your show. And I want to wish you good luck and congratulations again for having your show. And I absolutely love what you've called this room, the living room. I really, really like it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I want to give
very
all the credit in the world to Mocha for that name. She was the one that came up with it. So,
that was brilliant. Fantastic, welcoming and warm, warm name to have your show by. Great, great stuff.
No,
so
thank
I
you.
Wish you
I really appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
And I hope, you know, today's kind of an off day, but usually I'm home during the day. So if you have other noon hour shows, I'll be able to call in.
Yeah, we are planning many more shows coming in January. So
okay.
we're going to talk about expanding our noon shows. Our weekday
good.
Shows, so definitely check that out. I think we're planning to go to Wednesday, and hopefully that can work out for everybody as well. Oh, I let me see. I've got one caller before you go, and who do I have calling from Skype here?
Naomi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, we got to let the other Canadian in first before you go, lady.
Yes.
There you go.
did you sing Old Canada with me?
Yeah, I was right there along with you. That was
good.
Such a beautiful tribute. Wow, amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a great country we live in, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, the best, the best. I'm sorry, but it is the best, except in winter. But even then.
Except what?
Huh?
What did you say, except for what?
Except for in winter there, but even then, it is beautiful.
I got roots there, too. I was born there. Yeah. Thanks so much. Well, Titus is on the board too.
Oh
and
yeah, we got something. We're gonna have something special from Titus. We're gonna have something special from Tans, and we're gonna have something special from a lot of people today.
Oh, I wish I could stay. I'll stay for 10 more minutes, and then I'll have to run for sure.
Okay. Well, right now I am going to play a little bit of Casey Day. So she's got an audio for us, and this is called All I Loved. And here we go.
All I Loved by Casey Day. This poem is inspired by Alone by Edgar Allan Poe. I grew up in a fragile home, where I spent my time alone, blocking out the pain's causation, told me it was disassociation, tried to drown me when I was 3, changed his mind, my daddy, still went to jail later on, but not for murder, who'd have thought. At 13, I became anorexic, my hair fell out and I felt sick, they locked me up, no hesitation. Didn't know about the molestation. And because my home was filled with hate, I became a ward of the state. Didn't know of a solution. I was put into an institution. They forced me to take some pills. They made me vomit, very ill. But I didn't have a choice. No freedom there. I had no voice. I decided to run away. I was kidnapped, drugged, and raped. That's when I realized there was no escape. So I started fighting for my own way. The doctor said I'd gone insane, but I was transforming the pain. Made it out at 17, graduated, smart and clean. There is much more to the story, but it's old, rough territory. Now you've read the heavy storm that came to me when I was born. If there's one line that brings me home, it's all I loved alone.
You know, home means different things for a lot of people. And sometimes it is a hard, hard pill to swallow. And Casey brings us such reality to that concept right there of the harshness that sometimes is connected to it. And the reality that falls behind it. You know, many of us can relate to something like this. Many of us can grab a hold of that pain and that suffering that we felt during abuse, during all those times we were used. And I think that this just shows her strength of who she is. She says she's spending time with family today, and I hope that she enjoys every single minute of it. We just give you strength and blessing, Casey, in this day. Lady A, what do you think about that?
Oh, wow. I'm just trying to write a note to her. My heart was broken listening to it. I will never understand the cruelty to from one person to another, but a parent to a child, and I just want to take her in my arms and hug her. I think that this is just so horrible and sad, and all that she's gone through. I don't know how old she is, but I think, you know, if there was one line that brings me home, it's all I loved, I loved alone. I'm speechless, truly, because this is a horrific story. And I just want to, I don't know her, but I just want to tell her that I love her, you know, from a mother to a child, and one human being to another.
Yeah, I agree 100% on that one. That's such a great comment, and really appreciate that. Naomi, what do you think about that?
So much pain in this piece. She went through so much. She's a real survivor. Like, she can be proud of herself, you know, and go around with her head held so high because she's been through so much. And, you know, she survived through it. She became, I'm sure, she's like a very, very strong woman today. And bravo, you know, for just being there and being able to write about it today and just sharing it, you know, sharing all what you went through. And, yeah, my heart goes out to you, Casey. And, yeah, I'd like to hug you, too. So this is a beautiful testimony and so heart-wrenching.
I agree 100% on that one. And I think you might want, can you stay for one more Lady A, because I got someone special on the line right now.
Yes, I will, for sure. Thanks.
Good day, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Naomi. Hi, Jesse.
Top of the morning to you, Rooster.
Top of the morning to you. You always say that even better than I can.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. I loved your poem about Mighty Canada. You're very patriotic.
Oh, thanks.
Your patriotic city, it's a fabulous country. I would love to visit sometime. It's would be my dream.
The door is open.
Yes, yes. But it's pretty big. I might get lost.
I don't have any chickens, but I can get you some lobster.
Yeah. Well, I'd bring the eggs, and you get the lobster. that was a very powerful poem. A powerful poem there by Casey, wasn't it? It's very, very tear evoking. You know, to bring tears even to a grown man's eyes like me.
You know what, Rooster? We got you a little bit crack-a-lacking there. The connection that you got is not the greatest. So I'm hoping that.
Shall I call back?
If you could, if you can call right back, that would be great because, like I said, it's breaking up. Blog Talk is being very difficult today for us this morning, so hopefully it'll clear up a little bit.
Give me a couple of seconds, and I'll phone straight back. It might be a wee bit better. Would that be okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Mark.
And Rooster's going to call right back for us, which hopefully is going to clear things up. But, yeah, we're having difficulty with Blog Talk this morning, folks. What's new? And hopefully we'll be able to clear things up a lot more with them as we go along. We tried to get them to explain what the heck's going on because they keep dropping our international callers off. And luckily we got Lady A and Naomi from Canada doing okay today. I don't know if the Block Talk servers are messing up or what. Let me see if this is better. Hey, Rooster, did we get you better?
Rooster back on the line. Can you hear me, guys?
Hey!
Yeah.
That's a whole 100% better. All right, Rooster, sounding good.
Yeah, we'll hope it stays that way and it doesn't crack up again.
No, it's sounding great. If you want to go ahead and read your poem, we will go ahead and comment right on that.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you very much, JC. My poem is keeping with the theme, you know, about why we love our countries and try to explain a bit about where I'm from and what my country, what I enjoy about it and what other people may enjoy about it. But before I get, that comes a wee bit later in the poem. First of all, I had to get around the world to check out what other places were like. So if you're all sitting comfortably, I'll begin. I called my poem, "It's Hard to Beat an Ulster Fry." Just bear in mind, Ulster is a continent, or something, I can't pronounce the name. But there's six of them in Ireland, so Ulster's up north, that's where I'm from. And we have an Ulster fry. It's very tasty. So it's hard to beat an Ulster fry. Here we go. Been way too long years back. How many can't remember? When last a holiday vacation, a break from tedium. Don't get me wrong, ain't no moaner groaner. Even so, all work no play will turn her grey. There's a happy medium. Yes, I thought it'll make a change, do me a part of good. West is best, fly across the pond. Yankee Doodle, here I come. Barbecue, big steaks, lasso steers, mustang, the brochure red. Alas, I can't ride a horse, a fall break my neck. I look east for fun. The Mediterranean blue, Champs-Élysées, the pictures looked inviting. Visit theatres, cafe, luxury shops, the Tour de France, the cycle race. They want further reading. They're drag queens. The coffee, Trepetito Lay. Pricey designer labels. And I'm more into trackers. I think I'll avoid the place. I flick pages of new snapshots of South. It grazed my porch mouth. Mighty impressive island in the sun. Good day, mate. Fancy a date? Bondi Beach, bikini-clad Sheila's. Looks swell. But no hack hell. I'm fair-skinned. Not easily sunburned. Flick a fish out of water. I'll abdicate. Boldy go forth, head up north. Pack skis, warm winter woolies. The magazines advertise. See the Inuit igloos, blocks of ice square. Seal, walrus, penguins galore. What's more, the delicacy is beluga stew. No thanks. I can't ski, and they pension for blubber. Better leave that for the polar bear. From front to back page, damn holiday booklet had me in a rage. I'm near berserk, potty psychotic. The only option is space travel in a rocket. Then a whiff of cooking, Grandma yelled. Hey, lad, come get it. Soda fars, tasty titty bread, eggs, bacon, beans. I turned patriotic. All around this land, fields of green, golden beaches not far away, friendly folk. An isle steeped in history. There's sunshine between the shores. Kiss the Blarney Stone for luck. The Giant's Causeway, yet wonder of the world. Much, much more. Bars, pubs, they're stout on top. So here's a wrap. Happy hours. I'm celebrating my vacation. No crossing over the foam. I'm staying at home. Whoopee! And Paul. Thank you very much, guys. You're brilliant. Thank you very much. Lovely talking to you.
Oh, Rooster, that was wonderful.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Rooster, for bringing that. That's just absolutely brilliant. And he's listening
awesome,
in right. He's listening in. Yes, I can hear you. There you go. And,
oh, great. Am I
yes.
Finally here?
You're actually here. That is awesome. And Rooster, oh, my God, did he bring out such a clever poem. I loved it. I love the way he presented it and everything about it. Oh, my gosh. Moki, you want to take over for here?
Oh, hi, Mocha.
Thank you.
Now you're breaking up again. No.
Oh God, it's so bad.
Blog Talk is being a rear end today, folks, and we can hear you a little bit, Mocha. Unfortunately, it's breaking up. Thank you, Rooster, for that wonderful, wonderful poem. And Lady A, do you want to say anything about that?
Oh, I just loved it. I love the take that he took on it with, you know, going to the other countries and or thinking of going there and then changing his mind and sometimes the grass isn't greener even for a visit when you can stay at home. And I love to go to Ireland. That's on my bucket list. It's like the place I want to go before I die. And listening to his voice, then when he spoke about his country, it made me want to go even more. And then to like to look at that little video that's got the beaches down there. I mean, the Emerald Isle for sure. It was a beautiful piece, Rooster, and wonderful to hear your voice and hearing you read it.
And Naomi.
Oh, he's such a riot. I mean, he's such a riot, such a hoot. I love hearing him every single time. It's just like, you know, it's just such an enjoyment, such a delight. And to hear him talk so personally about, you know, where he's from and a little bit of himself inside there, too, you know, how he, about these other countries and just like, you know, his personal thoughts all throughout the poem. And yeah, a little. It's as if we got a little piece of a rooster there and his home, you know, his home. And you know, it was just a delight, to hear that. Thank you so much, Rooster.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's great, and he made me hungry. That's all I'll say. I'm full, but he still made me hungry. Yes, that's an accomplishment there. You know, I've been eating, I ate all day, and I'm still hungry. So let me see where I'm going to go from here. I'm kind of excited to bring a lot of stuff out. Gonzo is out on the board. I think that's the direction I want to go next. Let me see. Yeah, we could do that. We got so much to do. Actually, let's take a little bit of a break, and let's have a little bit of this.
Welcome to a few minutes of Naomi's whatevers. And now, here's Naomi.
Today I'm going to talk to you about my driving. Yes, I am the worst driver. Like, really, the worst. Like, nobody wants to give in with me when I'm driving. They all say, okay, move over, Naomi. We'll take the wheel. Yeah. Want to get there alive. It's my plan today. Plan to stay alive. So just move over, I'll drive. Like, hell, even my grandchildren, like, they're there. Mommy, Grandma's really going to take us there? Yeah? Oh, okay. Hope to see you later. And when they were young, my kids, I swear, this is not invented there. This is pure truth. Like, they were so crisped up when I was driving. Like, we'd stop at a red light in the middle of the freaking highway, and they would grasp for the door and open it to get out. And I'd say, hey, whoa, get back in the car. We're not home yet. And they'd just mumble, you know, oh, good grief, we're not home yet. We're going to get there alive. When are we going to get home? We almost there. And this happened. So I'm the worst driver. And this happened a couple of years ago. And I was on the freaking highway. And it was like the 24th of December, okay? Like, and I still had Christmas presents to buy. Yeah, okay, I know, 24th of December, not the greatest idea there. And the traffic is just awful. Like, we're bumper to bumper here. And no place left, no place right. Like, we're three lanes, and I'm in the middle of the lane. I'm stuck there. And this ambulance drives up in back of me. He's in back of me. And his lights are just going and flashing in my back mirror there and into my mirror, into my eyes, like blinding red lights. And his siren is just going there, me, ma, me, ma, me, ma, me, ma. Okay, well, not right like that, but that's the best I can do. So, okay, like that. Well, you can imagine. And I'm just freaking out, and I'm a really nervous driver to be in with, so imagine. And I'm looking to left and looking to right. I can't go left. I can't go right. So I'm saying, like, what the hell? What am I going to do here? And then the ambulance starts getting really, really, like, annoyed. He starts growling at me, like, his, me, ma, it changes into this, low growl, like bah, bah, bah. Okay, well, that kind of sounded like a cow croaking there or a dog suffocating, but yeah, you get the idea. So, like, I'm there, and I have nowhere to go, and, like, what the fuck do you want me to do here, you know? Hand me a friggin' wrench or something, and I'll take this baby apart, so then I'll let you through, you know? Well, what do you want me to do? So, anyway, traffic starts moving, and the light is red, and I'm so nervous, I go right to the red light, and there's a police car. Of course, there's a police car. There's always a police car when I'm driving. And, okay, so now I have the ambulance sirens and lights, and now I have the police car sirens and lights. And so I'm really, really freaking out. So I get to the next light, and I press, slam on the brakes. I'm so nervous. The light is green, and the police car in back of me almost slams right into me, and I get so nervous, I press on the gas, and I go right through a second red light, and the police, and then I say, oh, damn, like, what am I doing here? He's going to take the car away from me. He's going to think I'm some kind of crazy woman driving here. So the police car is following me, sirens are going, and I'm, like, shaking in the car here. And, I mean, you know, it's awful. Traffic is awful. There's nowhere to pull over. So I finally see this shopping mall, this Walmart. And so I drive into the Walmart, and I said, well, I'm going to get a parking space and park, and then he'll give me the stupid tickets. Yeah, the tickets. And so I drive into the parking lot, and it's packed full. I mean, there's not one single parking space available. So I'm going around one time, and then I go around two times, and then I meet the police car, and I wave to them. Yeah, sorry. Is this like a runaway or something? Is he gonna consider this as I'm trying to, you know? Anyway, so I go around, and then I see the friggin' handicap space. Yeah, you know, those are always empty. Those handicap spacing, parking spaces. So I'm there in my head, and I'm saying, well, hell, I only have two tickets, so what's a third one really, you know? I'm already in over my head anyway, so shit, yeah, okay. So I drive into the handicap space, and I stop the car. And then the police car, well, he pulls up behind me. And he kind of stumbles out of his car. And then I'm saying, oh, God, policeman's drunk. Good grief, what's the matter with him? But he's laughing. He's laughing. And he's keeled over, and he's laughing so hard. I mean, he finally makes it to the side of my car, and he's just laughing, and I roll my window down, and I'm all nervous there, but, you know, it's so funny, he's just laughing, so I suddenly, I'm less nervous here, and he just says to me, he says, oh, ma'am, you made my day. He says, I've never in all my years of working as a police officer, seen somebody go through so many, like, getting so many tickets tickets in so short amount of time. He says he's made my day. He says, I'm going to give you only one ticket because you made me laugh so hard. So that was one of my driving adventures. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that's great, Naomi. Just thank you for bringing all of this. And Naomi's going to be in other segments as well. She's going to be bringing these segments to our shows here and there, and we're going to play them. And this is just her regular life. This is what goes on. I really enjoy stuff like this. Thank you so much for bringing that to the show, Naomi, and recording these times for us. I can't wait for what you have next for us, because they're so fun. They are just so fun. All right. Where I'm going next with this, I'm going to play a little Titus. And you see, Rooster absolutely loved it too. So the lesson is, if you see Naomi driving, stay off the sidewalk. Stay off the sidewalk. Okay.
Now, did you know that we have a third Canadian in our midst today?
I see that, Gonzo. And
yeah,
you guys are overwhelming us today. This is such an international crowd today. I'm kind of excited about this. This is more than just us from the States. But I am going to bring on someone from the States, and let's say hello to Sweet Pea. Hello, Sweet.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Sweet.
I am doing good. Hey, Mocha's here. Yay. We can hear you good.
Yay, Mocha.
Hi, Mocha.
Blog Talk is being stupid, folks.
What else is new?
Oh, my God. Did
nothing,
you read Gonzo's driving story?
What we're going to do next is I'm going to play a little Titus, who is listening in from the UK. We have Titus from the UK. We have three people from Canada today. Me and Sweet from the States, and Mocha from Trinidad and Tobago. So we're kind of excited to see everybody. This is a little bit of Titus doing a little bit of his hometown for us.
Croydon, London's prodigal son. Whatever happened to Croydon city status? I've harbored long a frown in London's southeast, soon to be forgotten town. My own having ceased the day, far better times have stood gazing back. More's the constant reminder, chances I would lack. As often and always, near I believe there still dull days to be ventured here. Tis when becoming ill rings louder than before now. Croydon, how you been? To hell and back. Well, nothing's changed. London's lost long twin.
Oh, I like this. I like this. Short, to the point. Great little brevity. Bringing in, introducing me actually to Croydon. I have not been me being from the States, this is something new for me. And I think that that's nice. It makes me want to look up more about Croydon and about the place that it's in. I love the little push towards it and great production on that SoundCloud. I really, really enjoyed that. Wonderful job, Titus, in such a clever way. I really like the way that you brought the rhyme to it as well. Just classic you. And Sweet, what did you think about that one? The button, Sweet, the button.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm saying that as you're saying it. The button, the button, the button. I've never been to Croydon either, and it sounds beautiful. I like how he's harbored a long frown in London Southeast. It's like you want to be there. London's long lost twin. I've never been to London either, though it's on my bucket list. I've been the other side, Paris and all of that, but London's something. But it doesn't make it sound like it's like the most beautiful place in the world. I wonder why. It's just having seized the day, far better times, having stood gazing back, more the constant reminder of chances I lack. Helen back with where nothing's changed, London's long lost twin. I would think, since that's a place I want to go, I would think it would be beautiful. But I'm afraid that it doesn't seem like that's a great city, like it's fading away and there's a loss. I think he might be saddened by that. So I think it'd be something we all want to visit before it goes away.
And Lady A, what do you think?
Well, I'm just finishing off my note to him, and I said, what a wonderful visit to Croydon. I loved your poem, beautiful cadence, and your voice lends wonderful old speak and reminds me of how lovely the English language sounds and should sound. You are a gentleman poet. He has a beautiful voice, and his cadence is impeccable in all of his poems. I love his poetry, and this was just a wonderful brevity, and I thought it was a real treat.
Wonderful. And Naomi, what do you think?
I agree with Lady A there. He's just such a great poet there. I love his accent. My brain was just singing along every line there, listening to it. And then when it finished, I went like, hey, whoa, where'd you go? come back. I want more of this. But this was just another amazing, amazing piece, from Titus. It's just a master of words here. And I loved visiting his part of the world through this brevity here, and very well done, very brilliant, and so I just so enjoyed it, Titus. So thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Mocha, do you want to tell us what's coming up next?
Up next, I do believe we have Pam.
Oh, good.
Oh my God! Are we just checking? Does everybody hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you really good,
time?
Actually.
Freaking finally! Jeez! Who owns Blog Talk? Is it Satan? Does Satan own Blog Talk? Because.
Okay. Now, Tans has this wonderful SoundCloud, and what I want to do is I want to give you a little bit of introduction for this because she asked me to go ahead and tell you guys what's going on at the beginning of this. So let me get to our conversation here. She goes, it starts with a haka, which is a battle cry, the cry of warriors. It's a hearty haka. It's sacred to her tribe. This one is recorded with her uncles, cousins, brothers, nephews, and sons. The song she is singing in the background is a special song of her people. It's a cry for healing and cry for peace. It's paying respect to the hosts, which is me and Mocha, and aww, then to our group, and then to all the loved ones who have passed away. It's paying respect to the dead. It's tradition before you stand to speak anywhere. It's called a mihi. Then she introduced herself and where she is from. There's a lot of stuff that I can't pronounce, but it's what you do in a formal setting in her culture. It says what tribe she is in, what sub-tribe she's in, what river she's from, and her canoe and her mountain. Then it once again pays respect to the hosts, and then it goes into the poem. So, without further ado, here's Tans. It's called This Treasure of Mine.
Kete kato ete fare tene tena kwe ete mera e hurumaira e waho tena kwe inga mate haere 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 ra kunga puitiwi ko ngā tihine taku hapu ko whangaroa te awa ko ngā tuki mata whāroa te waka ko maunga taniwha tuki maunga nō reira tēnā kaitau tēnā kaitau tēnā tātou katoa. This treasure of mine, I am of blessed lands and sacred seas, a descendant of the Haki Ngapuhi. I belong to this land. The land does not belong to me. Wisdom gifted from my tupuna flows like awa, deep. I sing with the toi at the break of dawn, tones of melodious metaphor, unto the waves of Tangaroa, my wairua calls, and on the back of Pāwhiri Mātea, my spirit soars. I stand with the strength of the mighty kauri tree, the mana of my ancestors pulsing through me. I wear their tears for equality and weave within my children the fibers of unity. I am from the land of the long white cloud, Aotearoa, strong and proud. the greatest treasure ever to be found. It's within our culture. To this Whenua, I am bound.
Wow. That was amazing. What an introduction to culture. It's so rich. I love that she used so many words of her language, and I love the whole tribal introduction. It was so very spiritual. this poem is awesome, and I'm so glad we came up with this idea of people telling us where they're from and introducing us their culture, because this is exactly the kind of thing that I wanted was to experience her culture, and it's chock full of her culture. The way she starts it, I am of blessed land and sacred seas. What a line to begin with. I love the line, I belong to this land, the land does not belong to me.
Mm-hmm.
That is a deeply spiritual connection to the place that she is from. I love that notion too. You belong to the land doesn't belong to you. You know, we're all born into this earth, not actually really owning anything. The earth sort of owns us. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment. Let's get some comments. Lady A, what did you think of this poem?
I heard this poem 2 years ago, and I was so moved by it then, and I'm even more moved by it today. She has, I'll just read what I wrote 2 years ago. I love this fantastic history and pride for your ancestors and your heritage. I am so emotionally moved by the beauty of this piece. Despite the history of your people's hardship, proud you must be to carry the ancestor spirit with you daily. I am deeply moved, and I remain so hearing it again today. I think I just, it's so beautiful to see and to know the history of the indigenous people of New Zealand and Australia and all around our country as well, Canada, United States. There is a beautiful pride within them, a beautiful heritage, and she has expressed this so well, and I just think it's absolutely stunning.
Agreed. And being part Amerindian myself, which is the indigenous people of Trinidad and Tobago, I relate to this very deeply. Naomi, what did you think of this poem?
Yeah, this was so beautiful. And, you know, Tans has one of the most beautiful voices on AP that I've ever heard. I just had to say that. She is just mesmerizing, her voice and her accent. I just love it. And she totally submerged us into the culture there, and you know, just made us live it. You know, every single bit of her culture, every single bit of the tradition of it, you see how she's so like, it's part of her, you know. It's really her roots, her what she totally is, and we feel that so much in that poem there, her love for her country, for her people. This is just such a remarkable piece. I wonder if it was ever a front page pick, but I mean, it's so deserving of a front page pick, this piece. It's such an amazing tribute here.
just lovely.
Yeah, Andrew, it was not a front page pick, so perhaps we should nominate it.
Yes, we should. I should.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Creepy, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now the blog talk calms down. Can I have a comment for Ken, please?
Yeah, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I love the way it was done. I love the SoundCloud that was with it, the music, the whole tribal feel to it. But the words in here are just stunning. I love the way the language was used, the pride, the weep for tears, the equality, the message that was behind it. I know Lady A has such a passion for learning and growing and understanding this, and she's actually kind of instilled that passion in me, so this is just absolutely stunning, the way this has come down and really teaches you and what it means. And Jay's explanation of it really also helps bring light into this poem. So you guys did a wonderful job, not only of the poetry, but setting it up and bringing it to light. I think you guys did great.
Oh, thank you. And Jay, my dear co-host, my left hand. I mean, if I'm the right, that means you're the left. You get last comment.
All right. First of all, Sweet Pea, you're the picker. That's your job to put that on the front page. So.
What? No. No pressure, guys. No pressure at all.
Well, what I want to tell you guys is, first of all, Tan specifically recorded this earlier today just for this show. Okay, and she sent me all of that information on this. This is absolutely freaking brilliant. To interweave all of her culture within this poem and to show the strength of the cult and to kind of gift us with that introduction and gift us with what she put out there, I think is just stunning and brilliant. And I appreciate her going out of her way and bringing this. She is going to hear this here in a little while. She couldn't be with us today. Her she's dealing with family issues, but we are glad that she was able to bring this to us, and we are so grateful, Tans, that you're part of this kingdom and you're part of what we do. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we are super grateful to have a wonderfully diverse kingdom. And I do feel blessed after that little chant in the beginning. So up next, I do believe we have Miss Naomi.
Oh.
That is correct. So everybody get ready, and here's a little Naomi.
The quick. There comes a storm. From the rolling red ridges spilling onto seaweed, strum shores, ricocheting over radiant ripples, a softly stroked blues that relentlessly roar, blanketing beaches in kisses of crashing caresses, singing in salty seduction on breaths from the sea over wide open meadows, dressed daintily in dancing lady slippers laced in flushes of satin pink, hiding under the shadows of the gray red oak which stands majestically amidst Acadian forest, and in wallowing whispers throughout windswept dunes, there comes a story that needs to be told. In the clear, crisp chirp of blue jays and piping plover skedaddling through stem-strewn ponds and clam-dug marshes, the cunning smile of red foxes and the fattest raccoons you have ever seen strolling nonchalantly down clay-packed roads, only paved at intersections, and under the watchful eye of the great bald eagle perched atop beaconing lighthouses, overlooking sandstone cliffs tinged in colors of copper tones, a legend lurks from a time long ago. In a song lingering on the lips of the Mi'kmaq, this First Nation who proudly roamed in all their glory, Akakwik, their beloved island, there comes a story of how all came to be. Now, listen carefully to the amazing adventure of Glooskap, their mighty spirit warrior, who formed with his own sweat and strive a big blue marble. He graced it then with patches in patterns of vibrant and pastel petals and lush green flora and flights, gallops, and crawls of fascinating fauna. Finally, forging the humankind to walk and wander inside the margins of his cleverly crafted canvas. The seventh day crept upon him. Glooskap, weary and wandering for a reposing refuge, swooped up leftover shimmering specks of smooth, sunny sand, sweltered in blood from his blistered, battered hands. He thoughtfully placed his final creation in a crescent shape on the gentle, laughing waters of the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Glooskap then slept on its sandy beach to awake years later with a strong conviction to protect the integrity of this serene island, the land where he had so delicately devoted his last times on earth, his own little piece of celestial perfection, Akakwik, a land of now fearless fishermen and hard-working farmers, a cradle on the waves for countless tired travelers, a peaceful paradise we now proudly call our beloved Prince Edward Island.
That is just beautiful. Beautiful way to put everything, Naomi. You're a great storyteller. PEI has something in common with where I grew up in Minnesota. We both have the symbol of the lady slipper. The state flower of Minnesota is also the lady slipper, which is kind of a neat little thing. So for anybody who doesn't know, the lady slipper is, I believe, the only type of orchid that lives in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful flower that comes back every year and blossoms in such an amazing way. You know, before you gave us this poem here, the only thing I knew about Prince Edward Island was Anna Green Gables. So this is, I'm glad you brought out this history. I love this. I love the ability.
I put the videos there about PEI on it, and I put on in my AN, you know, my relation to the island there, because I'm from Quebec, but I mean, I was born on Prince Edward Island, so I put a bit of the history in the AN there.
That is great, and it is so awesome to have different cultures, different backgrounds, and the histories behind them. And I love this. I love that you went back once again to the Aboriginal people of that area and brought their story forth so that we could experience something to that effect. Wonderful job, Naomi. I absolutely love this. And let's stay in Canada and go with Lady A. What do you think of that one?
Well, I almost feel like I want to cry because this was beautiful. I was so pleasantly surprised. I can look out my window on a sunny day, a clear day, and I can see Prince Edward Island. And and to honor the Mi'kmaq people, the First Nations people in this area, I thought you did a beautiful job with that. And I feel this is so special. I feel this deeply because to be able to belong to a group of people with such a great heritage, a great history, a sorrowful one, to be sure. However, the richness of their traditions and their culture lives on despite the hardships that these Indigenous people have and still experience. I think you did them honor, and I don't know if that's your background, if you have First Nations blood in your family or not. It sounds as though you have had tradition in this, certainly well-versed in it. And if you do, did you say yes, you did, Naomi?
Yeah, on my father's side, yeah.
And I think, you know what, I think that's wonderful. And to be able to tap into that resource and gather up all the traditions and cultures and the celebrations that they have is something that I'm entirely envious of. I think to belong to a group of people like this is a gift. And in every, and it's sad because, and I don't mean to go on and on, but it's very sad because of the atrocities and hardships they have experienced at the hands of the Europeans over time. But I think that slowly they're getting back to their celebrations of sweetgrass celebrations and their powwows and all the things that have empowered them. And I just think you did a beautiful job with this, and I know I've been talking, but I almost have no words to be able to really adequately express how much I appreciate this piece of poetry. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. And I love that is it pronounced epiquick? Epiquick?
Yeah.
Meaning cradle in the wave. What a beautiful interpretation. I don't know if I will ever think of it as Prince Edward Island again. Did a fabulous job. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
And Sweepy, what do you think?
Well, I actually have been blessed to visit Prince Edward Island when I was a child. Friends, I believe it was Basin Beach.
Basinhead Beach.
Basinhead Beach, yeah. So we had friends, and I swam there quite a lot, and so this brought a lot of childhood memories back, and that just brought me a lot of smiles and, you know, thoughts of my family, and, sorry, thoughts of my dad, and I had never heard this, so this is really beautiful, and just thanks, because it just reminded me of those couple of times we were out there. And I got to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful places, you know, you remember, and it's just such a gorgeous place, and you did a beautiful job.
Thank you, Steve.
And Mocha, what do you think, my dear?
Oh, my gosh. I adored this. I love how she started it off with, there comes a story, and then she keeps repeating that line throughout the poem, and then she tells us the story. I have a thing for mythologies. It's one of the most intimate ways that you can get to know a culture or people through the things that they quote-unquote make up, you know? And the story of how the Earth and Prince Edward Island was formed, I think Naomi told it so very beautifully. I love her inclusion, obviously, of all the native words, but also the tone of this, like how she wrote it, you can tell that she genuinely really adores this place. And she writes it with almost a little tenderness in it, in her voice. And I love her. She adds also a little bit of sensuality to everything that she does. For example, when she says, singing in salty seduction, on breaths from the sea. She made this whole thing very romantic. And not romantic per se in the sense of towards a lover, just romantic in the sense of it being wistful, in the sense of it being magical. As an island girl, I love how she told the story of an island, you know? It's very, very beautiful, Naomi. It was deserving of a front page. I think you did a wonderful job. And I don't know anything per se about Prince Edward Island besides what I just learned from this poem. And I feel like I just learned a lot from this poem. It was educational and engrossing. You really got swept into the story that she told about this place, this almost magical island, and I loved it. This is what I came here for. You know.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful comments. Sweepy, I have you on the board next.
Okay. This isn't particularly about my hometown, but any small USA hometown. I think we have one. And JCA, just so you know, I've already been yelled at for not including bait. So.
You better.
I didn't, but I was told about it, which I'm like, oh, I can't believe I forgot the bait. But this is the county store and cafe. The third wooden plank creaked the loudest on the steps of the old cafe store, a place that brewed black coffee for cowboys as the chickens laid breakfast eggs, a place that ain't dirty, but it ain't clean. Rusty pickup trucks sporting steer horns filled the gravel lot by dawn, men in working boots, tipped hats with worn working hands, and women smiled at the lyrical tales spinning from early morning gums as tangerine-painted skies welcomed the morning sun. A familiar face framed in cinnamon spiral curls, tucked in cornflower blue ribbons, served hot coffee and giggles with the morning specials. The smell of ham, bacon, and sausages caressed the air. The store's favorite dog, Red, was always up to begging. Apple, cherry, blueberry, and pumpkin pies were cooling as wheat, white, pumpernickel, and rye rose in the window. donuts by the dozen, bought, boxed, and left the store. The baker was exhausted before the clock struck noon. Flour, sugar, wrenches, screws, bath salts, and jerky. Red velvet fabric, hairbrushes, castor oil, and gasoline. Steaks and mashed potatoes served with ice-cold beer. A slice of apple pie and a dollop of ice cream. The third wooden plate creaked the loudest on the steps of the old cafe and county store, a place that brewed black coffee for cowboys as a chicken laid the breakfast eggs. A place that ain't dirty, but it ain't clean. End poem.
Incredible, incredible poem there. And unfortunately, Blog Talk is being stupid again. I love this. You know what else you forgot? You forgot the honey and the homemade candles. But trust me, I know these country stores well. And I've been to them quite a bit because I've been to small town America, and I know that, like I said, I know these towns, I know how they run, I know how they go, and it's been a pleasure to visit so many of them and go to so many of these stores, and you absolutely. You nailed them on this. You know, during the autumn time, they'll have the pumpkins and the fresh corn and, you know, the potatoes out there that you can all buy and just different things like that. When I'm living down in the Carolinas and Georgia, you'd have the fresh peach stands and strawberries and whatever other fruit they're selling, and I love these type of places. They just kind of give you a warm feeling inside, and they never let you go. They're like a second home. Wonderful, wonderful tale. Lady A, what'd you think?
Well, I wrote you a little note, and I just thought this was very nostalgic, and it was like America and hot apple pie. I could also hear the emotion in your voice. And I know you're very patriotic. And through this poem of Little Town America, you could feel that patriotism. I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And Naomi, what do you think?
Oh, this was such a beautifully written piece. I mean, just so deep in the details. Like, we were just there, you know. This is just show or don't tell. I don't know which one it is there, but you know, this is just an example of just amazing writing here. We're just in that place with you, you know. We're just experiencing all the smells, all the sounds, the people, the way you started off with that plank that cracks, you know. It just makes it so intimate, and we're just like, this is just an experience here. This whole ride, it's just so wonderful, Sweet Pea. It's I'm out of words. I'm just blown away by this piece.
Thank you. I'm very humble. Thank you.
All right. And what we're going to do next is I've got a wonderful little poem from Gonzo, who's been out on the board supporting us. And this is called My Hometown.
Tinkling spotlights gleam high beams, smeared paintings to watered eyes, suburban sidewalks, bridge atop stream, interlocking brick, concrete collide, earth entrenched, creeping to toward each window, ground fertile, pressed along cluttered banks, stone-peaking looks beneath frosted beach snow, evergreen summers, a time to give thanks.
This is absolutely amazing for such a small brevity. Once again, we're back up to the Great White North in Canada. I'm looking at the stone peaking looks beneath frosted beach snow. So, you know, he looks like he is kind of close to some type of water, which Canada has a lot of shoreline. I got to admit that. And I think that the details in it for such a short poem are amazing. And he did an absolutely wonderful job with this poem. Lovely brevity and lovely detail. Sweet Pea, I'm going to start with you. What do you think about Gonzo's poem?
Well, I love his choice of words. They're so in depth as far as, you know, telling you what's going on. Twinkling spotlights, smear paintings, interlocking bricks, entrenched. Just the way he uses his imagery, it's just like Naomi had said, you're in there, you're part of it. You become engrossed. Gonzo's one of my favorites. And not only that, I could listen to him read for hours. He just has that voice of, the second he says a word, you're just like, yes, what else do you have to say? Just tell me, I'm here, I'm listening. He's just a fabulous poet.
A wonderful comment. And Lady A, what do you think?
I thought this was really great. I have to say that he, being from Newfoundland, Newfoundland is in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It is an island. They call it the Rock. And so his painting of words here, I could see in my mind's eye pictures of Newfoundland. And I think that this was a great brevity. And stone peaking looks beneath frost and beach snow. Because stone, it is an island, it's a huge island of rock, and I think he was able to convey that really well here. It was well done.
And Naomi, continue us up in the talk from Canada here.
Yeah, he drew a great picture of Newfoundland here, and so in such brief words, he was concise. He used amazing, beautifully words to convey the beautiful imagery. This just brought us to the place, and although it was a brevity, I felt that, you know, there was so much that he showed us here, because it was so well written. And you know, I love Gonzo's voice, and his writing are always amazing. And yeah, I just love the piece. I ate it up. I wish it would have been. I wish to hear more. I wish there was an encore, Gonzo. This is just amazing. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful comment. All right, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to go ahead and read my poem, and we're going to continue to make people hungry about small town America here. And I call this Single Slice. And that is some of the best pizza around, so there you go. And it goes like this. Summer brown trout tickle the creek. Mayflies are on the menu, crackling on the bedded rocks, gargle of the flow. Stoic bridge still stands, many buildings drowned. Floods made the homeless beg, waters led to rubble. Walk from the downtown streets that smelled the 1890s. sidewalks lined with the colors, gardens in a row. Chrysanthemums, daisies, and iris, peonies, phlox, and lilies, to the foot of the blue house, framed in bone-white trim. Left it leads to Casey's, smell of marinara, simple slice of bliss, Wisconsin's famous cheese, just a slice to go, and poem. Now, I admit, I had this. This is some of the best cheese on pizza I have ever had, and it's second to none to get quality cheese on pizza. And, yeah, I really enjoy these. That's an actual slice of Casey's pizza right there. Sweet Pea, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I used to live in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and that's not that far from Wisconsin. And I have to agree with you as far as the, you know, Wisconsin and the Dells and the cheese pizzas and all of that kind of wonderful stuff that's there. The only thing, you know, you're talking about the fishing and all of that, and you talked about, let me see, what was it, mayflies, and you gave a lot of, what you didn't talk about, you talked about cheese, talked about trout, but you did not give enough credit to the walleye, just I'm saying.
Well, my little town here, the only walleye I've ever caught here in town was in the La Crosse River. I cast in downtown, and the thing, I've caught two walleye, and they had to have been maybe 6 to 8 inches, and that's it. They were little tiny things, where my biggest brown trout in town here was a monster 23-inch brown. So,
wow.
you imagine what the difference is there. The creek that runs it through our town, I regularly catch 12 to 14-inch browns. Anytime that I want, and they're not, the place is not stocked. They have a breeding population, so they're all the freshest wild caught trout you could ever imagine. Beautiful pink flesh, and so not farm raised, which is the perfect kind of fish.
You have to understand where I'm from. I'm from Colorado, which we're famous for rainbow trout. So, to me, Wisconsin, you know, Lake Erie, that whole area, is, you guys are walleye. I'm trout. But I love your
yes.
poem. I love all of it.
I would have thought the same thing, except until I moved to this little area of Wisconsin, and this little area is just jam-packed with creek trout. And we got and that little creek that I fish at, it has browns and brooks in it. So browns are more common, but every once in a while I'll catch a brook, and they're all big. They all go at least 12 inches, which is so nice to be able to catch fish that size and have that population that really never gets too fished out. So you don't have to worry about the stocking or anything like that, which I prefer. And the problem with the rainbows around here is they're usually stocked around here. So it's actually better to catch the brooks than the browns.
Cool. You know, everybody else on this call is going, how'd they go from cheese pizza to fish? So.
Oh, no problem. And Lady A, fish or pizza?
Pizza. I think that you did a great job in this. I was interesting to see how you It's funny because these poems, the memories that are coming forth are very moving, I think, and emotional. I think that it's, you can feel it, you know, you talk about walking from the walk from the downtown streets that smelled the 1890s, sidewalks lined with the colors, gardens in a row, and the flowers and the fishing, and then you get to the restaurant to get to Casey's Pizzeria and just a slice to go. I thought it was very nostalgic, too. Everything's been so nostalgic with such wonderful memories and explanations of where you've lived, and yours is just as nostalgic as the others. Your description of the summer brown trout tickled the creek, I love that line. And the mayflies are on the menu. My father used to go fishing, and he would be eaten alive by the mayflies. And the whole thing was a great little write. And then there was a bit of sadness where you talk about the Stoke Bridge still stands and many buildings drowned. I love how you said that. And the flood made the homeless beg, waters led to rubble. You know, you really packed it full of all kinds of imagery and memories, and I very much appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a cafe here in town called Ginny's Cupboard, and they have pictures of the flooding of this town where the creek itself ripped a hole through the center of town and took down several buildings, and which is absolutely insane considering how small that creek is normally. There have been times where that thing has flooded, and when it floods, it rips a hole through town, which is just phenomenal. And that one bridge that I'm talking about is on the National Register of Historical Places. It's the only structure of its kind here in town that is on the National Register, which is kind of a neat little thing. It actually survived the floods. And it was built, I want to say, like 1932 or something like that, which is kind of neat. All right. We are almost done here, folks. Goodbye,
well,
sweet.
I'm going to have to go because I'm like 2 hours late. I'm 2 hours late. I couldn't stop listening. And I have to run to town and what a great show, lots of wonderful poetry and people, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Righty. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to play an audio from Mocha, and hopefully we'll get some listeners out there that are going to hear this, which is, like I said, it's awesome, awesome right. And this is based off of one of the country's wonderful birds there in Trinidad and Tobago. So here we go.
Mitriaka Vuja by Mocha 868. Momotas Bahamensis, queen of the forest, perched atop exalted throne, is still life silhouette, camouflaged amongst an impressionist painting of crushed Larimar and flecks of Peridot. Deftly she dances the belly between burnished copper branches of soursop, rose, mango, and a sea of cocoa trees, remnants of a now slaveless plantation. Papa Bois is the only master here. Crisp Caribbean breeze ruffles her lapis lazuli crown, dipping and pooling between her valleys. The ginger lilies suspire calypso, and bending palms rustle with the vibration of djembe drums. The bamboo cathedral shudders in the chill of the evening. The sun, golden as a mame apple, descends. Rambutan eyes glow with all the mysticism of a sukuya, sailing like an Easter holiday kite through scorpion pepper skies. She is Empress of the Emerald City, sovereign of every sapling, matriarch of verdure. End poem.
Well, first of all, what a spectacular poem that this is, talking about the mot-mot, which is a native bird to Trinidad and Tobago, and the beautiful descriptions within it. I love the mention of crushed larimar and flecks of peridot. If anybody has seen peridot, it's one of the most beautiful green gemstones there is. And to put that on the crushed larimar, I think is just absolutely phenomenal. The bringing in of the different aspects of Trinidad and Tobago, like Papa Bois, and different things like calypso and djembe. The djembe drums really bring out the overall feel of this poem. I love this. I love this, Mocha. You did such a wonderful job in bringing your home to us. Can you explain a little bit more about all of this and the mot-mot and what the mot-mot means to Trinidad?
Well, as you know, Trinidad and Tobago were technically two islands. So Trinidad is the larger sort of main island, I guess, and Tobago is a smaller island that's sort of like an accent over Trinidad. The mot-mot is mostly found in Tobago. It is a very captivating bird, in my opinion. As I described, and as you can see in the picture, it's got this bright blue head, sort of brownish, yellow-brownish body, green, emerald green tips of wings. Its tail is also tipped blue, and it has red eyes set in this little black face, and they're very clever, they're very mischievous. They like cheese for some reason. So if you can get close enough to one of them and see them, you know, sometimes they get familiar enough with you to take little bits of cheese from you. But they're so smart. I've seen them do a multitude of clever little things, like picking up certain seeds and knocking them on a rock to crack them open. Brilliant creatures and very enchanting when you see them in person. They have that sense of, I don't know if you've ever looked into an animal's eyes and you can sort of see that they're conscious, you know, you sort of see the intelligence in their eyes, which is not something you usually feel, I think, with birds, for me at least. You feel it with the mot-mot. They're called the king of the forest. which is why in my poem I refer to them as the queen of the forest. I'm talking about a female one. They are really, really one of my favorite parts of the fauna and flora of Tobago. Tobago is a little bit slower than Trinidad. So Trinidad is, you have the city of Port of Spain, and it's, you know, it has some bustling about it. But Tobago is a wonderful seclusion. Tobago is all of the beaches and the forests, and it's a very, very laid-back island vibe most of the time. Dibele is a dance that we do, usually performed for events around Carnival. Carnival is one of our most culturally embracing times of the year. And you see a lot of fun bits of our culture in Carnival, because there's things like boa, or stick fighting, which is done in a ring called a lavwe. And by a sort of announcer, it's like tribal stick fighting in a way. So there's drums, there's music played in the background. There's a chant as well that goes with it. Like the announcer, there's a word for him, I forget what it is right now, but the announcer will start the chant and say one thing, and then the audience responds. And this happens like while the stick fight is going on. Stick fighting is another fun thing that there's so much about Trinidad that I haven't put in this poem. This poem was just like a very, very brief run through. Papa Boa is one of our folktale characters. He is the guardian of the forest, essentially. He is what Western mythologies would refer to as a satyr, essentially, meaning that the lower half of his body is that of a goat, and the upper half is that of a man. And it is his sole duty to protect the forest. There's a specific kind of tree that grows here. I forget the name because there's so much. But it is a very tall, sturdy trunked tree.
Oh, you still there? I don't know. Blog Talk just booted her off again. It may have. But... what I do want to say is hello to Deb. Deb,
Mike, check.
You got here. There you are. She's back.
Oh, geez. Hi, Deb.
Hello. How are you two today?
Oh, God. I would think that Blog Talk would give me a break, but I'm good.
Yeah. I heard your voice disappear, and I thought, uh-oh. But hey, you guys, I'm so excited for you. I can't believe you made two separate pages of Blog Talk already. I mean, talk about success. Really,
oh, I know. Thank you. Despite how much Blog Talk fights in us down.
It was like, what was it, 2:00 in the morning your time? And I'm like, woohoo, congratulations.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Blog Talk,
in the morning,
Blog
the
Talk owes us
so
that
great.
Much.
Yeah. They sure do. No, but I was really excited. And then when I went to the art page and saw you there, too, I was like, they're going to be so thrilled. Onward and upward. I mean,
I was
man, you're
thrilled.
Already marking pages. That's exciting.
Thank you. Thank
right.
you. And thank you for all of your support in it, too.
Returning a favor from a while ago. We all need to succeed. It takes work.
Unity.
Absolutely. Love that word.
So, Jay, should I continue rambling about Trinidad? Or do you want me to introduce Deb's poem?
I think we're going to go with Deb's poem next. So, Deb, you are up.
All righty. Well, it's time for a little bit of torture, but at least it's lunchtime and you can eat something when we're done if you want. This is called Food in South Jersey Triggers Droll. Here we go. Check out the food in South Jersey and soak in the lakes and ocean views. Eat hot pizza pie and sweet apple cider. Grab a box of saltwater taffy or two. Then shop the farmer's market garden selling farm vegetables and fruits for you. Buy asparagus and red tomatoes, a big basket of corn on the cob too, plump blueberries and cranberries, strawberries and peaches are a few. You can munch out on an Italian hoagie, a.k.a. submarine salmon. We all do. Drink frosted mugs of root beer from a barrel and join in on the cheese steak debate too. Pick up a brown bag of soft, salted pretzels with spiced brown mustard on the side for you. Or dine on pork rolls, scrapple, sausage, and eggs. Score a lemon cherry water ice from Rita's Crew. Just journey down and hang out in Jersey. But hit the beaches at the shore, too. And Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much of this. Now, Deb, I found out that root beer is a very American thing. A lot of people don't know the flavor of root beer, which is
wow.
Yeah, because I know they don't have that down in Trinidad and Tobago, do they?
No, we drink ginger beer and regular beer, but no, not root beer. That's definitely an American thing.
Do you have sarsaparilla?
Nope.
No, it's got a similar taste. That was the only reason I asked. But wow,
yeah.
I had no idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and yeah, I've talked to people from other countries as well. It's a very American thing. And so when you come visit up here, you're going to have to, that's one of the things you're going to have to put down as a must try is root beer. It is very American. I love this poem because it does bring out so much of even where I live, you know, and we've got a farmer's market here in town that sells all of the same stuff that you're talking about, the asparagus, tomatoes, corn on the cob, the fruits that are contained within it, all this stuff like that. Amazing. And we got the I love the fresh pizza and the confectionaries and everything like that. So, yeah, you did a good job of bringing up all of this. And there's nothing like a good soft pretzel now and then. I really like that. And But you did bring out some definitely original East Coast cuisine, which I love. Did a wonderful job with this, Deb.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Mocha, what do you think about this trip to Jersey?
Well, you know, I love my belly, as we say in Trinidad. So anything food related, I'm here for. And she's right, the poem didn't make me hungry. I am quite hungry now. But I love that because food really is one of the easiest ways, I think, to communicate culture to people and where you're from, because food tells stories, you know, and it's a story that you experience every time you eat. So that is one of my favorite aspects of this poem. And just how she describes everything, pizza pie, which is, I think, very American saltwater taffy sounds delicious. I've seen like fast food documentaries where they make that, so that's on my list of things to try as well. Markets, I think, are something that everybody can relate to regardless of where you're from, because there's always, wherever you live, there's always
a market where farmers go and sell their goods. And, you know, you go out on a, for us, it's like market is like Saturday morning. So you go out on a Saturday morning and you pick up all of your fresh produce and you go back home and you cook a big lunch on Saturday, or, well, for us on Sunday. Sunday lunch is a thing here. But she did a wonderful job. One of my favorite parts, too, is join in on the cheesesteak debate, which I would love to join in on. I want a cheesesteak, a Philly cheesesteak so bad. But that's another fun part, I think, about American food culture as well, is that because there are so many of you from all different states and everything, sometimes when you share dishes, you have people debating, oh, well, you know, this is a real Philly cheesesteak because it's not, you know, the specific kind of cheese, or the meat isn't cut this way. And food debates are a fun but trying part of food culture sometimes. And that adds a lot of personality, and it's very relatable to me. Like, I felt definitely like I was on this trip, this food trip, just going around and trying everything. I have to ask you a question. What's a scrapple sausage?
Well, there are choices for breakfast. There's Taylor's pork roll. There's Hatfield scrapple, which you couldn't pay me to eat, Hatfield sausage. So it's the breakfast meat choices, pork roll, scrapple, sausage, and eggs. Just a bunch of different things that are, I think, regional. Like, I know people can get pork roll, but I don't know if they can get Taylor's. And, of course, everybody around here thinks it's the best. But just to touch for a second on the cheesesteak debate, it's funny because it's two cheesesteak places in the center of Philadelphia, directly across the street from each other. One drizzles cheese whiz melted all over their cheesesteak. The other one puts, you know, slices of cheese. And I guess it's a matter of whether you like cheese whiz, which, you know, I would rather have real cheese on it, but a lot of people are fans of cheese whiz. So it's a never-ending debate. When coaches around here make bets with other coaches from other states, they make a bet for the most popular food around. And, of course, ours is always cheesesteaks. And then you bring them one of each, and you ask them that dreaded question, which one's better. So for countless years, there's been the big cheesesteak debate.
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what, I'm from Wisconsin here. I can tell you, real cheese, baby.
I was going to say, too. I'm team real cheese. Yeah. You can't pay me to eat cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz, yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, I know there's people that are fans, but I'm with Jay. I'm a cheese fan, so I want real cheese, not melted cheese-like substance. Apologies
yeah.
to cheese whiz.
That's the thing about things like cheese whiz and Velveeta. Like, you don't actually know what it is. Because if you look on the package, it says cheese product, not cheese.
Yeah, well, that's like
yeah,
so, when you go to the movie theater and you order popcorn and you ask for extra butter. If you read it, it's actually called butter-flavored substance. So it's not even really butter, you know? So
substance.
I find that kind of funny.
You're not even sure what the substance is. It's just a miscellaneous substance.
Right? And here's a scary thought to leave you with.
This is why I like farmers markets.
But did you know that the difference between plastic and margarine is one ingredient?
Oh, geez.
You're kidding.
No.
There is one more. Yeah, there is one more ingredient in plastic that gets it hard. Other than that, it's margarine. So how scary is that thought?
It's extremely scary, and I want to stop eating margarine now.
Butter, thank you, butter.
That's
well,
butter.
Yeah, butter.
Butter. We are down to our last poem, folks. We got one poem left. So I am going to go ahead.
I think our last poem is Dante, yeah?
Yes, it is. And I will go ahead and read this one. This is called Enroute.
Put it on the board. Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
I saw it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right. This is called Enroute by Dante 16. Aller en route is what life is calling, but yet we are not giving in when invaders are stepping in. We push them back as we are beginning. Let them tremble by the roar of the lions. Still we let borders divide us. Three languages, one peace, three thoughts, and still we find an alliance. Small but strong, we marched onward. Still they look at us. Tiny and independent, we've reached the top. Lions and roosters side by side, the Europe Council in between us, and our buddies right underneath us. As for politics, let's laugh it off. We can survive for 592 days as we are represented by a little guy who pees and big balls of steel, atomium, chocolate and beer. Most people forget, but mayo and fries. Feel like the French are spies, taking the idea and put French in front of them. Didn't you learn from Napoleon with the golden spurs and united and dispersed? Oh, excuse me. For some reason, I ended up getting a phone call. I thought I had them off. Let me see where I was. Them at Waterloo, as with the world we did with Germans. The West Front is a massacre mass grave for soldiers giving their lives for a country below their tears. Still old men come and go with tears, remembering their friends. Still the fatalities won't end. Watch where you go or you are one of them. Another life lost to the World War. Belgium is great, but still a mess. We still argue against each other. But when the Red Devils play, we come together. We are still young at mind but old, as our stories may be old, but the memories will not go untold. End poem.
Well.
This is...
This was intense, a little bit. But Dante usually intense. I give him that. Him being such a genuine person means that he can summon very intense emotions. I don't know much about the history of Belgium. I will not lie. But I feel like he taught me a couple of things, perhaps. This felt a little bit less like an introduction to Belgium, but more like a commentary on perhaps the history of Belgium. And there was a little bit of darkness, a little bit of sadness in here in their history, as most countries do have. But there is strength and hope very strongly embodied as well. Three thoughts, and we still find an alliance. Small but strong, we march onward. That's a very powerful, proud statement. Still they look at us, tiny and independent. We reach the top, lions and roosters side by side. The Europe Council in between us, and our buddies right underneath us. Wow. That is so, it's so strong. It's so gripping. It's very in your face, which is very much how Dante usually writes. You know, he just sort of cuts to the quick and doesn't really bother with sugary, pretty words. It's sort of very, it is what it is, you know, and I appreciate that. I feel like a lot of people from certain countries, they perhaps just look at the good parts of their countries and not really factor in the history, you know. They don't think about the sacrifices that people before them made in order to create the system and safe place that they live in now. And it is important to remember that. It is important to remember that no country was founded purely on peace and love and harmony. I mean, it may be that way now, but trust and believe, if you look back into your history, it didn't start that way, you know? Wars were fought, lives were lost, battles with not just other people, but sometimes the land itself, you know? I think this was an amazing poem, and I appreciate Dante for not just taking us on like a little sugar-coated tour, but giving us a reality, a real place that he lives with and understands and respects to this degree. Jay, would you like to comment?
I think you are absolutely correct on that. I love when someone brings real history behind that. You know, places aren't all flowers and rainbows. They have both good and negative history behind it. And all the history combined is what builds communities and nations and cities and regions for the next generations. And that's what I see here, is something that was built upon everything and every concept. Whether it be good or bad, it has flourished, and it has brought us all towards a story that is continuing to be told, because the history that we have now will be, or the moments we have now will be the histories of tomorrow. So amazing job.
Agreed. Really brings forth that saying of, you have to know where you're from in order to know where you're going.
Yes.
Deb, what did you think about this?
Well, I thought he did an amazing job. And I was struck by, when invaders are stepping in, we push them back as we are beginning. Let them tremble by the roar of the lions. Still, we let borders divide us. That one sentence there, still, we let borders divide us. Sadly, that's not just true in war. It's true in everyday life circumstances. And it amazes me how often we do let things divide us much too easily. You would have thought that we learned from COVID that this really is just one big place and we're all connected, even if it's through, you know, germs. So everything we do matters. And I like what Jay just said about what we do now is history later. That was pretty profound, Jay. You both give amazing comments. And I like what that other thing. As for politics, let's laugh at all. We can survive 592 days. 592 days. Oh, my word. It's just, this is gripping and powerful and informative. And then down at the end, We are still young at mind, but old, as our stories may be old, but the memories will not go untold. And you think, you know, they were young, but man, talk about men being forced to grow up in an instant. And leads me to end my comment with, hey, Jay, thanks for your service. And quote, end comment.
Thank you. And what I got to say there is, it's moments of today. What did I say? Moments of today are the past. Moments of today are the past of tomorrow.
You said something like the moments from now are the history of the
moments of today are the history of tomorrow. There you go.
And that should be a prompt quote.
There you go. Yeah, and what I've got to say is I want to give thanks to everybody who called in, Lady A, Rooster, Naomi, Sweet Pea, and Deb. And out on the board, we saw Gonzo, Harco Parco, and Titus. Great to see everybody who joined us today. Thank you, everybody who wrote for us. Special thanks to my partner here, Mocha, who always helps us along, and we would not be where we are without you, Mocha. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Jay. And double thank you to everybody else who supported us in all sorts of different ways, to my friend who does our graphics, he will remain unnamed, to Scientific, who provides us with our intro and outro tracks. If anybody would like to purchase or lease any tracks that they hear on the intros and outros of this show, you can email him at scientific@gmail.com. That's scientific. And a big, big hug to everyone in the kingdom, everyone in the team of voices and a voice of life. You guys have been wonderful, wonderful friends to us and helped us in so many ways, in not just participating in shows, but in inspiring us as well. Thank you, everyone, for taking us on these wonderful tours of these beautiful places that you live. And apologize personally for not being able to be here for some of them, but trust me, I will read them all and comment later. With that being said, this ends our episode of The Living Room. And Jay, would you like to play us out with a little bit of the Commotion Rhythm by Scientific?
Thank you, everybody, for listening in to Regal Radio. This is JCA signing off.